Connecticut prison officials are monitoring a COVID-19 outbreak in Hartford Correctional Center, where 56 incarcerated people tested positive. Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon reports.
Hartford Correctional Center is currently on lockdown for a deep cleaning. According to the Department of Corrections spokeswoman Karen Martucci, two staff members tested positive alongside 56 incarcerated people who have tested positive but are not showing symptoms. Social visits will not be allowed until further notice, and testing will be taking place for the entire population. Dan Barrett is the legal director at ACLU, and he says the only real prevention for a coronavirus outbreak inside prisons is to continue reducing the prison population.
Basic way to prevent people from being exposed to COVID in our prison system is to make sure that releases are happening and that people are not actually being held in prison.
According to the settlement in a recent lawsuit, the Department of Correction is required to report on COVID-19 testing results to ACLU lawyers. They're also obligated to undertake several measures to control COVID-19 outbreaks.
We have received a number of reports from across all 14 facilities that various provisions of the agreements is just not being honored. So there are failures by DOC to live up to what they committed to do.
These agreements include ensuring that incarcerated people have access to sanitation essentials and that staff is equipped with masks. According to the Department of Corrections website, there have been over 1,600 COVID-19 positive cases across Connecticut's 14 facilities and 175 in Hartford. Brenda Leon, Connecticut Public Radio.